Hey, and welcome back to the Lion's Den Podcast. We are in Season 2, Episode 40. If you haven't listened to any of the other episodes, I would suggest going back through those. We touched on summer programming and programming for athletes, summer fitness activities. We've been touching on those type of subjects before. So, in today, in the most common things that we are starting to see, especially going into June coming up, some of the biggest things in fitness, our lives, all of this. So what I have noticed is a lot of things happen. So in summer, we have way more things going on. So a lot of people sometimes need to realize and take a step back and understand that programming needs to change as well as your fitness levels. You can do way more outside. You can do different activities. You maybe are staying on an upper lower split, and maybe you're still going to the gym 6 times a week, but then there are those people that if you have kids or things going on, your activities are different. You're out and about, you're at campsites, you're doing this and that. So changing your fitness, just your program overall, can make a huge difference. So adjusting, the summer adjust, we're going to call it. So what do you need? So one of the favorite things for myself in the summer adjust is I love to bike outside. So I do way more biking outside. I do way more things outside. Try to get some sun because of working inside. So I try to do some activities such as lifting outside, taking a kettle, some dumbbells, resistance bands, doing whatever I can. I stay on my upper lower split, but I adjust. So I do my summer adjust. The summer adjustment is something that I just do different activities. I don't do quite as much barbell. I do a bit more rep stuff. I also do quite a bit more cardio because I get to be on my bike and do that. So one of the things that I have found is it's easier for myself to do leg days outside than upper. I am a big fan of doing my upper still inside, so I'm taking advantage of cables and dumbbells and stuff where I have a bench and all that stuff. However, leg stuff, I have found that I can do deadlifts, I can do my squats, my lunges, skaters, all of those things outside. So I can get a bit more of my leg days in outside. Not saying that I don't do any, because I still do some inside, but on some of the days, for instance, Fridays, I have found is kind of an unplugged good day for myself to do some activities and some exercises outside. So I have switched my mentality to do that. It has made a huge difference in my life, and it has really started to change, especially as summer approaches. You get some sunlight, it refreshes, it's a different day. It gets you outside and you get to enjoy what, if you live in Canada, is a shorter basic time than we would like. So it's one of my suggestions. It's one of the things that I really take advantage of. Another thing that I have found is my rest days, Sundays, I love to get on and do some cardio activities like biking, walking way more, any of that stuff. I still do my 6 day split, but I do adjust. Now, for other people, the adjustment that I have suggested is maybe you can't, or where you live, summer is here, the summer adjust. What can you do? Maybe you're doing more outside, you're doing maybe more activities or anything like that. Therefore, maybe you adjust your programming so that you don't do upper lower splits. Maybe you can only afford to do 3 days a week of lifting, and then you're going to do more cardio or other activities. So then you would switch to a full body split. Say, for instance, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, or whatever works. Make sure, though, that you're not giving up on your fitness so that you inherit something in the fall that you don't want. So making sure that if you're cutting back in that, then you're doing other things, whether that be an activity, a team, or a friends thing, or family fitness things, whatever that may be. Golf is, unless you're walking, I don't count in myself. You also have to make sure that if you're golfing lots, you have to do corrective exercises for your shoulders and hips and all of that, so we do not inherit more injuries in the gym. So the summer adjust, those are some of the biggest things I've seen. The people who cut completely back from activities and don't keep up on the fitness, that usually inherits some problems in the fall. You're doing something in your life where you're overdoing certain areas, and this creates issues. Your hips get sore, your shoulders get all of these things, and then it starts throwing you off. So make sure that you do not completely quit and then inherit these problems in the fall. One of the biggest problems I have seen is people have so much going on, they aren't in the gym as much, and then in the fall they wish, and then it happens again the next year. So it's one of the things that I have seen in the summer, just see what you can adjust, but not completely give up. So that is today's challenge. As always, summer, just what are you going to do? Are you going to take advantage and get a bit more outside stuff? That would be my suggestion. Maybe try even one day a week of doing some activities or a workout outside. If you have the money, get a TRX. You can do amazing things with that. If you have an area where you can hang that up outside and really enjoy it. Another thing I would say is try some different stuff. Maybe it's a little bit more cardio-based stuff. Do some activities that you can't do year-round and test yourself and challenge yourself and really try to push yourself into doing some different things so that you maybe get, and then in the fall or something, you do something more indoor, a new activity that keeps your fitness levels higher and then helps you do things that are outside your comfort zone or maybe back to something you used to do so that you are more active in many different ways. Now in the activity side, make sure that you are lifting and working out still and making sure that you are still getting that in so that you don't inherit the fall issue. So challenge yourself, what is going to get in your way? Ask yourself that so that you can still get in and make sure that you get your workouts. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.